Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Nothing is good when it's fast. And fire is really, it's a slow beast, it's a slow animal. It's so important to take it slow. I think with true information, with real information in life and with music, it doesn't work if you just click the answer. Yeah. You have to realize things, you have to think about it, you have to digest it, you have to analyze it, you have to try new things, and that's a slow process. So as being a musician or an artist is slow. And when I understood, thank God, really early in my development as a musician, when I understood that things will take time and I will never be finished, I will never be 100% pleased with anything, that was like relief. I don't believe so much in having lyrics that is telling people what to do and what to think, you know. Like, fuck the rich, eat the rich, or whatever, you know, stupid. It's much better to do it on an abstract level, to make people think and be aware of how things work. If you choose to do this kind of music that is non-commercial and music that is also questioning stuff, questioning the tradition and blah, 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 it's a political statement in itself, you know? And I can see how music, it made me change as a person. It made me change my thinking about ideology and politics when I was young. Sharing music together, I mean, it's all about sharing, you know. And if you understand on a deeper level what it really means with sharing, with improvising, interacting with each other, and also in normal life, that you want to share, support other people and help, you know, then your vision is maybe not toward the extreme right-wing thing, yeah, politically, you know. So I think doing this music is a political act in itself. Family, yeah, of course, and my record collection. Family, record collection. These are the things that I find interesting and important, but I mean, family is everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
with this group, we started as acoustic group, but then when we went into the studio, we added Fender Rhodes and organ and electronics and all kinds of stuff. And there was a studio situation, but when we play live, we want to have a little bit of that on stage too. So I brought some live electronics and like a cheap organ. I mean, I'm not a keyboard player, but I can, you know, I can make noise with it.
Yeah.
So it's more of the color, you know, to add the color and different energy to the sound of the group.
Usually we don't decide that much at all, but we have some common ground that we, some material that we used to fall into that can come up during the concert, but we don't decide anything before.
We never talk about the set before we play, or just I think we try to rely on each other very much. Yeah. That the right thing.
The
will
less
happen.
We think, the better.
Yeah.
The music is groove or riff based, but we never decide what to do. We just trust each other about the sharing, you know. So we trust that something good will happen, and when the riff is established, you jump on it and you play with it. So it's really open, even if it's, there could be a riff that could stay for a long time, because a riff, especially a slow riff, really needs a long time, slow, you know, to develop slow. So we're dealing with, it's improvised music, but we're dealing with elements of riffs and structures that is more connected to, in a way, rock music than jazz music, you know.
The band was put together not by us, but a promoter in Stockholm.
He's a friend of us, a very good friend of mine, and Johan Andreas, and he was running a really, really great club in Stockholm.
He booked a concert and wanted the three of us to play together.
This was his all-star team. This was his dream team of musicians. So he has set up a gig for us in a really hip bar in Stockholm that his brother was running. And we played acoustic in the bar, and it was very, very, very bizarre, really strange, but beautiful. Music was fantastic. And after that gig, we said that was great. Let's continue. But it's always been, I'm busy, Johan is busy, Andreas is really busy. We're all busy. So we only been doing Fire now and then, you know. But now it's getting more and more and more, but slowly, which I love. You know, because I think in life it's good to take it slow. Things shouldn't be fast. But now I think the music is so interesting, for me at least. It's such a challenge. And also with the Fire Orchestra, this we're doing 30 people version of Fire. So right now there's shitloads going on, of course. You know, we didn't push it, but it's like slowly getting more and more, and we love it.
We come from kind of different angles in music, both jazz and free improvisation, but also rock and regular pop music. And I think the mix of it, we try to be as allowing as possible.
This is more hold your horses, take it easy, trust what's going on and build something up, because the thing is much, much, much more active. There's much more activity all the time. The thing is much more, it can go any direction all the time, you know. And that's because of the people in the band, you know. So we're all different. And this is more about the slow development of the music, I think.
I think it's four records.
Four records. Yeah. Even on the first record, we had Mariam Valentin, she was singing just some stuff. And then on the second, Jim O'Rourke, we went to Japan and recorded and toured with Jim O'Rourke, which is an old friend to Mats, and that was fantastic, of course. And then we brought Oren Ambarchi from Australia for the third CD, and also we have toured with him a lot. It's very nice to invite guests and have to let them bring in some new energy and ideas about music. But then on the last one, Exit, we brought 30 of the very best players in Stockholm from the jazz and the rock scene. Thank you.
ismerlek, de nem tudom, hol van.
Kétarcú ember. Csütörtök és péntek este a Dunán.
Lehet trendi az örökség. Lehet fiatalos a hagyomány. Lehet siker, ami érték. Táncok, melyeket ezrek ropnak. Dalok, melyeket százezrek énekelnek. Egy műsor, amelyet milliók néztek. Fedezze fel velünk a Kárpát-medence igazi kincses tárát. A Duna Televízió néptánc és népdal tehetségkutató versenye. Fölszállott a páva. Hamarosan a Dunán.